welcome you to the Marketing Profit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul somewhere along the way, don't hold that against me now. That's just icing on the cake. Just doing what I do. Because at the Marketing Pulpit, our mission is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. And I'd like to welcome everybody on this day after Thanksgiving Day. It's not an official holiday per se, but it is recognized in many quarters for various things. And we're going to get into that later on. Also like to welcome the new listeners on 95.9 FM. That's our new signal, along with the WOL listeners on 1450 AM. I'd like to welcome all of you to this Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Now, if you haven't listened to us before, you are in for a treat, because we bring it. We bring it every Friday at 10:30 AM. We call it the Good Marketing Gospel. Also, let's see here. We got a lot going on. Now, don't forget next Friday, we're going to have our first Friday. This is not Black Friday. This is the first Friday of every month over at the Marketing Pulpit headquarters in Largo, Maryland. We have a networking event called the Marketing Pulpit First Friday, and you can still register. Go to marketingpulpit.com and get your name on the rolls, because this event is something that you really want to take advantage of now as we near the end of the season. We're getting ready for 2017, and we call this our In the Black First Friday. In other words, this is the time that you want to make sure you get ready to lock up 2016 in the profitable, in the black column, and get ready to go into 2017 with the right attitude. So go to marketingpulpit.com. We're going to have some festive, it's going to be a little festivities there. We're going to wear our black to symbolize our ending the year in the black. Also, we're going to have some good food, as always, a little drink. So we'll be eating, drinking, and being merry at the first Friday. Go to marketingpulpit.com and get your name on the rolls. I think right now it's still free. And you can't find a better way to end 2016 and start out 2017. Later in the show, we're going to have Miss Nicole Stone McCain. She is actually the founder of an organization called Maternity Fitness Studio. Sounds like an oxymoron to me. Can you be in the state of maternity and still be concerned about fitness? I guess you should, but anyway, we're going to let her sort that out. That's coming up at the next segment at 10:45. Also, at the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to have Alina Seven. She's going to bring us some holiday tips. As you're standing in those chopping lines, you want to make sure you keep an eye on the waistline so you don't lose it all that hard work you've done all year to get that body in shape. You don't want to blow it at this time of year, so we're going to have that. Also, later in the show, we're going to have at the Marketing Sermon, which is our creme de la creme of the show, we're going to talk about 10 web and social media holiday tips. So you want to end the year with the make sure you're taking care of things in the social media and the web world. So technology has become more and more key now to your marketing strategy and success, and we've been providing tips throughout the year. And today will be no exception. We're going to give 10 things you should be doing right now as you go into this year-end and holiday season in your web and social media world. That's going to be 11:15. The number here is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Having a studio also, Mr. William Maxwell. Welcome to the show, William.
Good morning to the Marketing Pool. Good morning. And happy Black Friday to everybody. Hopefully everybody got up at 3 o'clock this morning and ran out to the malls, but hopefully they saved some money for small businesses that patronize the Marketing Pulpit.
Some of these people out here, they take Black Friday a little too seriously, if you ask me. But you are exactly right, William. You know, I was thinking about it's emblematic of some of the greed and savagery that we have in our society. So on this post-Thanksgiving, we have this descent into chaos and violence and self-indulgence. And some of these folks you're going to run into, I'm just going to give some tips, folks, on what you might run into today and give you a little history. So when you go out there today, I don't want you to go out there strapping or anything. Go out there with your, but go out there aware.
Yeah. And it's so funny. Now, Black Friday technically is Black Thursday because stores were open as early as 3 o'clock yesterday doing Black Friday sales.
You're right. There's a very good likelihood that Black Friday will soon become obsolete because every day, William and our line of work, we call mission creep.
Yep.
Exactly. Black Friday creep.
And that's the way it's looking. Eventually, it's going to be like the Monday before Thanksgiving special sale that's going to go on for that whole week.
Yeah, because I know my family was looking at yesterday, getting that coast right after dinner, like, hey, is the mall open yet?
And check this out, Robert. Believe it or not, I was in Target Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. People were actually putting TVs in carts that were on sale on Wednesday night. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow.
Help us out. But check this out. Let me give you a little perspective as you go out here today. In 2008, about 2,000 shoppers waited outside a local Walmart, and the doors opened up. They crushed a 34-year-old employee to death. The doors opened. The guy couldn't get out of the way fast enough. He was crushed to death. Now, on the same day, at an altercation in Palm Desert, California, two people were fatally shot at a Toys R Us. Now, this is all Black Friday stuff now. So,
wow.
So I'm just letting you know now, when you go out here, just have your guards up. During a Black Friday in Madison, Wisconsin, a woman was arrested outside of a Toys R Us for cutting a line, and she threatened to shoot the other shoppers who tried to get in her path.
Oh, my God. Yeah, people go overboard. And the sad thing is, a lot of the small businesses across the country, people need to patronize those businesses because a good Black Friday for those companies, Robert, can be a make or break proposition.
Right, that's right. I know it's kind of hard because when there's a dearth of stores in the community to patronize and to shop, it gets a little more challenging. But I say sometimes you have to do something just because. You have to make. I mean, we force ourselves to do a lot of things in society that we might not benefit from right away. I look at shopping at some of our community stores, some of our African-American-owned stores the same way. Call it a contribution if you must. But help those stores because if they fail, that means there's one less company in our community that's going to hire our children and contribute to our economy.
There's a lot of unique opportunities with the small African-American businesses because a lot of times they offer things that have a different spin that you're not going to find in these big box stores.
Hey, here's one. A Toys for Tots volunteer in Georgia was stabbed by a shoplifter.
Oh, my God.
It's Black Friday. I'm just letting you guys know now. When you go out here today,
be prepared.
Have your guards up. In 2012, two people were shot outside of Walmart in Tallahassee, Florida, during a dispute over a parking space. Now, when you're out there in those malls, just know, if that becomes a situation where you have to walk a couple extra blocks, there's some crazy folks out here now. A lot of these folks are strapped. I hate to say it, folks. Especially right after Trump won, like when they thought that Hillary was going to lose, or even when Obama ran back in 2008 and 2012, gun sales went through the roof. So a lot of these folks out here are strapping, so it's not worth it, folks. Let them have that space. Let them have that cabbage patch. Is cabbage patch still what's hot now?
Cabbage patch. I guess right now they're trying to get the latest and greatest cell phone or whatever. So
you can call us a public service announcement today because here's going to be in 2013, a person in Las Vegas was carrying a big screen TV home from Target. And he shot somebody in the leg who tried to wrestle it from him.
Oh, my God.
Just to let you know now, this is what can happen out here on your Black Friday.
So make sure you have on a bulletproof vest if you're going out shopping today.
A police officer shot a suspected shoplifter, and the driver hit the police officer and dragged him down the street. This happened during Black Friday. Now, I'm just letting you know, just letting your folks know.
Well, Robert, I tell you what, for the listeners who are listening today, I have a bullet-free Black Friday sale going on.
They don't need a bulletproof vest.
You don't need a bulletproof vest. stuff will be delivered to you safely by UPS drivers who are not tagging.
You don't have to park to get it. You don't have to fight over parking space. None of that.
None of that. Right. You don't have to worry about any of that drama.
All right, man.
And that actually the special is going on from today through next Friday. So basically leading right up to our first Friday event, the Black Friday sale that we're doing over at WM Print Shop is going on. So you can just go to the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit website and click on the banner on the right-hand side. And, you know, you can email me also at solutions@wmgraphics.com. So if you have any sales that you've seen online, we do price matching, so we'll make sure we take care of you on Black Friday. And you get to see another day because you don't have to worry about somebody shooting you because they got a lower price than you did.
Hey, it sounds a lot safer than some of these other. Here's a little bit of the trivia that some folks might not know about. Black Friday usually follows Thanksgiving. And It was made a holiday by Franklin Roosevelt because, now this just tells you how commercial we live in a capitalistic society. Because One Friday, the Thanksgiving fell on the last Friday of the month.
Okay.
There was not enough time for the shopping season, so the retailers complained. So Franklin Roosevelt, back in 1932, declared the fourth Thursday of November to be Thanksgiving to give the retailers more time to make money during the shopping season. So A lot of things that we see in our society have capitalistic underpinnings. You think these things are built over pilgrims and baby Jesus?
it was some number crunches involved in that.
There was some capitalists at work on this, and Thanksgiving was no exception. And, of course, right after Thanksgiving, not a holiday yet. But there have been 7 deaths reported since 2006 and 98 injuries thanks to Black Friday. We're going to be peppering you with trivia as the show goes on. But next coming up, we're going to have Miss Nicole Stone McCain. She has a company called Maternity Fitness Studio. She was actually the winner. We were up in New York a couple of weeks ago doing the Final Pitch TV pitch.
Right.
She was the winner, and she's going to come on today and talk about her business, the Maternity Fitness Studio. So stay tuned for that. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break. Alrighty, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show on a Black Friday. We're all full of turkey, but we also need to fill our heads with ideas on how to make our company successful in 2017. So you are tuned into the right show. Like again, also welcome the listeners on our new 95.9 FM band. So Marketing Pulpit and WOL is moving on up, like the Jeffersons say. And also the new listeners, like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. If you have a business or know someone who's in business or thinking about going into business, there's a lot of information out there that you may or may not be privy to. We try to bring that information to the Marketing Pulpit every Friday at 10:30 a.m., and we almost, by the time you finish with us, you got yourself almost like a virtual MBA in business, because I'm just emptying my head and giving you all this great information. We want to recognize the other shows that we have. The Marketing Pulpit is actually have 7 shows. We have shows on Monday through Saturday. We have a Saturday show on Monday we have Mr. Dennis Shipman out of New York. On Tuesday we have Ms. Sharon Bennett out of Charlotte, North Carolina. On Wednesday we have Ms. Tisha Hillman of the law firm of Tisha Hillman. On Thursday we have the Economics and Literacy Show out of Houston, Texas, and North Carolina. And on Friday, we have the Sight and Vision Disability Show with Mr. Ray Razor. And on Saturday, we round it out with Mr. Keith Howard and Dave Owens on the Extra Points Sports Show. If you want to get on there, if you have a business idea, a great idea, you think you have the presence, what it takes to be a radio person, contact me, and I can get you on the air somewhere. I can get you on the air here at WOL. I can get you on the Marketing Pulpit. I can get you on the Blog Talk. I will get you on the air. And there's no better way to start 2017 than to start as a personality. You put that radio host behind your name. Let me tell you something, folks. Doors will open up like you would not believe. Call me at 301-839-2836. 301-839-2836. Also, on last Friday, I was over at the BLE in National Harbor. Our sponsor, Switch It app. the Switch It app. Mr. Day from Campbell and Tammy Robinson and crew, they had their lunch, and they had a lunch party. Man, they had some good food. Oh, my goodness. Spanish quiche is my new BFF. I'm gonna vote Spanish quiche for president in 2020. That is some good stuff. Anyway, they had a nice lunch party for the app over there in National Harbor. Go to their new website, Switch It app. That's Switch It, SWITCHITAPP, and download this free app. It's a great way to communicate. What I like about it is that you can set up these different profiles. I can set up a marketing pulpit profile where I would just share only my marketing pulpit information. That would be a website, the email address, all that kind of stuff. I can also set up a profile for my Gatewood marketing. I can set up a profile for my personal, for my fraternity. And when I meet somebody that is in one of those groups, I can just share that information without sharing my whole I thought it's a pretty cool app. So go to switchitapp.com, and we're proud to have them as sponsors of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have an astute on the line, Mr. William Maxwell.
And that's right.
We have coming up Miss Nicole Stone McCain. I like that name. I like this. It's an interesting name. Sounds like it has some weight behind it. Hey, Nicole.
Nicole, hi, good morning, Mr. Gatewood.
Hey, Nicole, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Are you up there in New York?
I'm actually in Pennsylvania. I did travel to New York where we met, but I live in Pennsylvania, closer to Philadelphia.
Okay, all right. You're out there in the line at the Black Friday, or you have like a flat screen TV in your hand and all that kind of stuff?
No, I just give it this year due to a few bad experiences.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm telling you, that sounds
like I'll shop online.
There you go. Because we have Cyber Monday coming up. I think that's next Monday, the Monday. Is that when it comes on, William? The Cyber Monday is Monday after First Friday?
Yeah, that's Monday.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway,
it's coming Monday. Mm-hmm.
So Nicole, she's with the final pitch winner at the conference we went to back in. Why don't you do this, Nicole? Since I'm gonna mess it up. Tell us about the conference, how you met, and then we'll segue into what you do.
Sure. Yes. Well, we met on November 12th in Bronxville, New York, at the Pregnant with Purpose Christian Women's Conference. It was a conference designed for women in business, women who are looking to get advice, women who are looking to start up and to network their businesses. There were a few classes there by professional women, and we also had a few speakers, including Kira Sheard and Sir Boyd McKinnon, who is a pastor in New York.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were there as representing your company, right? Your company, which is the Maternity Fitness Studio. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, tell us about you and what's your background and what made you decide to start such a company?
Okay, well, first and foremost, I'm a child of God. I'm a mother and a wife.
Amen.
I'm also a licensed aerobic instructor, and I do work full-time for a major investment company, but I'm also an entrepreneur. I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit, and I've always had the passion for giving back to my community and serving others.
Hey, Nicole, let me ask you a question. You said something that I think is important. You say you have a full-time job, but you're also an entrepreneur. But isn't that the way most of us started out, though? Isn't that the way we have to do it? It's almost like, some people out here, and I hate to say it, but I've heard people tell people to fly without a net. Just quit your job and go on out there and fly on faith. That's not how it works. It doesn't work quite like it doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't want to be homeless right now. And
right.
If I didn't have a child, maybe that's something I would consider.
Right.
So, but I have a mortgage and a child, so I do need to continue to work until my business does get off the ground.
That's good. I mean, I'm glad. The reason I had to stop you there, because what we give here on this show is realistic, real-world advice. We're not pie in the sky. We don't sit here and sell people a bill of goods, all this stuff that we just know is not going to happen. But I can say this from my own experience. The best way to get into business, unless you have a strong investor or like Donald Trump, your dad left you $14 million, you have to bootstrap. You have to have that steady income coming in while you work on your dream. So you are
the
walking example of how that works. Okay, so go ahead. You were saying you have your gut job, then you start, you're an entrepreneur, and that's the part we're talking about today, the business that you started.
Yes, I've started other businesses as well, but this is one that I'm in the process of starting. It arrived out of the need for myself when I was pregnant to have a place to go to exercise, to get nutritional counseling, and to, you know, meet other moms and network. So Maternity Fitness Studio is going to be designed as a studio, as an exercise studio, as well as a spa for moms, moms-to-be and moms. You can bring your children. If you already have children, there will be babysitting services. And there will also be activities for children as well.
Hey, Nicole, I'm going to stop you again. You just taking all my ideas this morning. Because here's another one. When you start a business, I noticed something else you said. You sounded like me over here. When you start, you said this is one of many businesses that you've started. Because this is something else, folks, you're going to learn if you haven't already. That first idea you start might not fly. I mean, it could be great. The timing could be bad. I mean, it could be all kind of thing. But you're going to start about three or four before you finally hit the one that's going to hit pay dirt. And I'm just going to tell you right now. And I'm sure Nicole can amen me on that one, too. This is that it's hard to get that one. That if you get the first, if the first one takes off, you are in the minority, believe me. So you have to kind of test some things. Sometimes you'll start one business and it segues into something else. So it may not be a totally different business, but it could be a different take on something that you started at some earlier time. But let me ask you this, though, Nicole. Now, I think maternity and I think fitness, I'm thinking that's an oxymoron. Isn't when you get pregnant, you're supposed to get fat and out of shape and just eat up on pie and ice cream? That's not the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah, that's what most people do, and that's what most people recommend that you do as a pregnant woman, and that's kind of what I did. And with that came consequences of, you know, high blood pressure. Thank God I wasn't diabetic, but a lot of women do get diabetes being pregnant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the weight gain is not safe for the mom or the baby. So it's recommended by the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists that pregnant women do exercise.
So even though you're carrying the baby, you shouldn't just sit there and just become a vegetable and fatten up. You should still keep yourself in shape. And I guess that was the concept that brought your business about, that thought.
Yes, so exactly. I was feeling lousy while I was pregnant, and, those symptoms of pregnancy, back pain and fatigue and all that can be combated with proper nutrition and exercise.
And that's the kind of service that you offer. Quickly, some of the services that you offer.
Yes. Some of the services that we're going to offer are nutritional counseling, meal plans, weight management counseling as well, and supplements and vitamin therapy as well.
Now, when you say, and I notice the audience is probably hearing you say you will be, your business is still in its inception stage. That's correct.
It sure is, yes. I've already registered as an LLC, and I'm applying for grants so I can get a nice studio space.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I want you to do. Hang on for a second. We're going to take a quick break. When you come back, we're going to have people give out your information, as much information you want to, if somebody wants to join you, invest in you, get on your list of potential clients, we're going to have you give out your information, okay? So hang on a second.
Awesome.
All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break. We have Nicole Stone McCain on the line, and we'll be right back after the break.
WOL.
Carl Nelson here again, folks. Reach out to us again.
Right. Oh, Bob.
See, all buckled.
Good show.
WMMJ HD2 Bethesda and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
We are back with the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We are not saving souls here. We are saving businesses. We are saving jobs. Now, we may save a soul, so look out. And this show is heard all over the world. If you have an app, if you have a computer, there is no place in the world that can escape the wisdom of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. If you're here in the D.C. area, you tune in on 1450 WOL AM and 95.9 FM. And if you have an app, just go to WOL, go to iTunes, and I think Android also, and download the WOL app. And you can hear us all over the world, also from your desktop. And if you want to get a radio show, contact me. It doesn't matter where you are. You can be in Philly, New York. You can be in Alaska. You can join Marketing Pulpit International from your desktop, from your app. We can get you on air. We have some affordable packages. Just give me a call, and we can get you on air. Also, we can get you talk to you people over here at WL on how to get on the air over here as well. The number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. If you want to call in and chime in on any of the topics today or later in the show, matter of fact, coming up next, we're going to have Alina 7 talking about the holiday tips. If you're standing in line there fighting those people and fighting over those parking spaces, you better be in shape. In some cases, you better be ready to run if they're strapping. So you can't do that if you're out of shape. So Alina 7 is going to be on next to talk about some holiday staying in shape tips. We have on the line Nicole, and she's going to tell us how people can find out more about her wonderful business, Maternity Fitness Studio. Nicole, welcome back to the show.
Yes, hi.
All right, so let people know how they can find out more about you.
Well, you can find out more about the business by going to my website, maternityfitnessstudio.com, and you can reach out to us via email at maternityfitnessstudio@gmail.com.
And now, as far as timeline, are you taking clients right now, or do you plan to take, what's the timeline?
Well, right now, I can't take clients because I do work with another company, Shackley. It's a vitamin and nutritional company. Mm-hmm. So I can take clients who are interested in weight loss, weight management, vitamins, replacing your store-bought vitamins with all natural supplements.
Okay.
Energy, joint health, anything of that sort.
All right. Well, Nicole, I want to thank you. First of all, thanks again for winning the Marketing Pulpit Final Pitch TV Challenge. You did a great presentation up there in New York. And thanks again, and good luck on your launch of your new company. And I want you to stay or hang around, and because we're going to have you back on soon to talk about your business and kind of follow its progression. So we will be back in touch with you, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Nicole. Thank you very much. And happy holidays. All right, you can find out more about her company by going to Marketing Pulpit. Also, she's on the homepage of the website. Got me standing there giving her a hug as she has right after she won the contest up in New York at the conference. This was back earlier in the month at the Pregnant with Purpose conference. Pregnant with Purpose and Maternity Fitness. Sounds like a good segue there. Anyway, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We are in a Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Here's a couple of quick tidbits. Did you know that low entertainment items such as books, videos, music, they have the highest Black Friday markdowns? In other words, things like books, videos, and music, they have discounts up into the 28% range. You're going to see the lowest markdowns on things like jewelry. So if you're trying to get that wedding ring or something, you think you're going to get a big deal on Black Friday, think again, they might give you a little discount, but that has the smallest discount. And the most items in any category that are marked down are things such as toys, followed by apparel. So if you're looking for a great, great discounts, you can get the best deals on clothing and toys and, of course, appliances and so forth. So those are the things you're going to find the biggest discounts on and the most frequent discounts, toys, clothing, and appliances. The biggest drops are going to be on things like music, books, and don't expect any big deals on that diamond you're trying to get somebody for Christmas. All right, folks, so if you held off until Christmas thinking you're going to get a good deal for a proposal, sorry. All right, folks, we have on this a line here, Miss Alina 7. She's going to give us some tips on
step away from
put that flat screen TV down and get out of line for a minute so we can talk about...
That's funny. I wish I could say that, but I just made an airport run.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you're not
in the Black Friday lines this morning.
No, but if there were for airlines, I would be.
I was
going to
say she probably got a Black Friday airline ticket.
Yeah. That was such a thing, right?
Yes.
Well, ladies, what tip you got for us today on this Black Friday, on this holiday season?
You know, if you have to overindulge, it's okay. That's health tip number one.
Ooh, so it's okay.
Okay, go eat something now.
Overindulging one time is not going to make you fat. Okay.
Very good.
It's the consistency of overindulging that makes you fat. So let me just put that out there. But let me just say, you know, it's hard. The Friday after Thanksgiving is always like a tough one for people who have, you know, it's just a guilty day. It's like a guilty pleasure. So, you know, so I figure, you know what? Listen, on Thanksgiving, the best thing that you really can do the day after Thanksgiving is to encourage everyone to get back on track to their normal routine.
Okay.
That's the best thing that you could do. And also, don't skip breakfast, because it's not going to make up for overeating on Thanksgiving. You're only going to get even more hungry, and then you're going to overeat a big old Thanksgiving dinner all over again the next day. So my...
You must have read my mind. Oh, you know, that was,
she bust you out, Robert.
That's exactly what I did this morning.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because normally I get my little Cheerios and my little Raisin Bland Gran Granola. But I said this morning, I said, well, I'm going to eat all this pie and turkey and dressing later on.
Right.
I need to leave some room. So you're saying that's not the way to do it.
Right.
I almost
did that, Robert, but I got my bowl of Special K. And threw some bananas in there.
I did eat a grape. I ate a couple of grapes. So
yes, it's better.
That's good.
Eating breakfast jumpstarts your metabolism.
Okay.
So you got to eat breakfast so that your metabolism will work properly for the remainder of the day, and it'll burn calories. Okay, so if we don't get calories early on in the day, then oftentimes, and we don't get the right amount of calories during the morning time, then it's going to make us hungry throughout the day, hungrier than normal. So you're going to overeat. So it's better to eat a big, nice breakfast that's filling. And then what happens is that it sets your day up so that you can make smarter, wiser decisions for yourself when it comes to eating a high caloric diet. So this is what I recommend.
I know that's right. I'm sitting here, I could eat a whole turkey right now the way I'm feeling.
The way you feel, I know, because you're still right. You want what you had yesterday.
Right.
So what I recommend, right, is a meal with balance of protein and of complex carbohydrates, okay? So that means that you should be having yogurt with fruit, right? Oatmeal with some nuts and eggs with some toast, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. That's what really you should be doing for your breakfast this morning, okay, day after Thanksgiving. Then if you're craving leftovers for lunch, eat a turkey sandwich. Definitely get some more turkey. Turkey's low in, it's very lean protein, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to eat a turkey sandwich, but then add a whole grain bread. Don't eat those rolls now. Put the rolls away. Oh, get yourself some whole grain bread, lettuce, and other greens in the sandwich. And then maybe a smidget of some cranberry sauce.
Mm.
And then also, if you want some stuffing, if you want stuffing in your turkey sandwich, which is really good, by the way, then you got to give me half a sandwich and not a whole sandwich.
Ah, don't go the whole big square. I got you. Cut it in half.
Stuffing, because stuffing is real popular in sandwiches. So that's what you got to do. So the key here is to make choices and control your portion sizes so that you're not overindulging in high-calorie leftovers, but you're doing it at a time of day where you can afford it. You can afford to eat a little bit for lunch, but you're adding some vegetables at lunch. You're eating, have a salad with it, something like that, and you're only giving me half a sandwich, but you can load up. I'll let you load up the sandwich, but you can't load it up too much, but you can have half a sandwich if you're going to load it up. If you take the stuffing out and you use a little bit of cranberry sauce, maybe a touch of gravy a little bit, you can have the whole sandwich, but don't load up too much on the sandwich and add a lot of greens in your sandwich, like lettuce and, you know, some spinach in there or something. You know what I'm talking about? And then you want to eat a salad, throw some Brussels sprouts, throw some broccoli, throw some green beans in your salad or fruit or vegetable. That's how you make a win-win. And then you know, once you have dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll never say, okay, well, you can't have dinner. But yes, you're going to have dinner, but you've got to make the portion size smaller today. That's where the trick is, okay? So the trick is to give me half a sandwich for lunch, and then the trick is also to cut your portion size from whatever you ate at Thanksgiving. You cut that portion size today.
So So it sounds like what you're saying.
Hey, Lynn, what about the sweet potato pie?
You can have that. Can you put that? I'm going to say everything is fine. Go ahead and have that. But you just have to, not that extra slice of pie, and you just have to have a smaller size.
Hey, how about this?
That's your trade-off, okay? Right. There are trade-offs, though. You got to give me my trade-off. Would you, if you want an extra scoop of, okay, this is also a trade-off. You can't have the wine that you had yesterday with the mashed potatoes. So you either get rid of the wine today or you cut back on the potatoes.
Hey, Lynn, here's one. Instead of having a half of sandwich, how about a quarter of a sandwich and put the dressing in there and a little piece of sweet potato pie? That way, inside the sandwich. Oh, man, we talking now.
That's working.
Can I trademark that? Sweet potato pie on top of your dressing in your turkey sandwich. Oh, man, that sounds good.
Just don't overeat. Just do not overeat.
All right.
Just do not overeat. So that's my recommendation for today, after Thanksgiving.
Elena Sam, I appreciate it.
And cut back on that alcohol.
All right, put that six-pack down, put down
especially that. If you're going Black Friday shopping.
Oh, my goodness. That, Black Friday and alcohol does not mix.
Does not mix.
As we have heard today.
Yes, Lena absolutely. Sam,
thanks a lot, Lena Sam. That's Lena Sam,
okay.
Folks. You can find her LenaSam.com. You can also go to Marketing Pulpit. She has a page on the Marketing Pulpit website. Thanks a lot. We'll have you back again before this season is over, because I'm sure we're going to need you around Christmas time as well.
All okay, right. anytime. Definitely go to Alina7.com.
All right, folks. All right, we have a caller on the phone.
Guys.
Thank you, Lena.
Okay.
We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Have a caller on the phone. Mr. Ron, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Mr. Gatewood. Good morning, Mr. Gatewood.
Good morning. With
you. Yes, sir. Well, one of the hardest working men in the marketing business.
That's right.
I want to let everybody know, Mr. Gatewood, you do an outstanding job at what you do. And I'm looking at my new website, and we are excited about it. We're making some tweaks, but as you said, it was a process.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you for what you do, and as you said, do it well and do it right. But, Robert, I'd like to let the community know that we have launched our new website called the Positive Change Purchasing Co-op. PC.com for the latest information on solar and renewable energy as it relates to its impact on Black America. We have launched a new podcast show called Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I would like for our community to understand that the sun comes up and we all got a roof on our head, over the top of our heads. We're blessed, but that can become an income producer. So we need to get up to speed on the President Obama's Sunshine Initiative program before he leaves office, because he's put $16.1 billion in that industry. And thank you very much for taking my call, Robert, and have a great day.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you very much. That's Ron from the Positive Change People Coalition. We're going to give his information out after the break. We'll be right back after the break. We're going to talk about 10 web and social holiday tips. Marketing Pulpit, be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
Good morning. I'm Nick.
Armor, why would they be doing that?
Vehicle crashed. Take advantage of small business.
Oh, we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m.
Foundation for a better life. Winston Churchill's words stir his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. I'm Nick Bovey. When you're looking for news for Black America, go to news1.com.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We've been at it now for 7 years. That's a long time, man. Man, in dog years, that's about 35 years. So that's a lot of time on radio, folks. But we bring it. Welcome. I have William Maxwell also joining us.
That's right.
And
on Black Friday.
On Black Friday. So
if you're out there, Robert, and did you know that tomorrow is actually Small Business Saturday?
What? Small business.
Yeah, American Express has been doing the Small Business Saturday.
Okay.
After Black Friday now for the past, I believe it's 4 years. This makes year four that they've been promoting Small Business Saturdays.
Well, like we said,
so another reason for people to go out and support small businesses in their communities.
And like you say, people buy a lot of stuff they really don't need. Go out here and just support a small business. That contribution sometimes can be the difference between them staying open, them being able to make payroll, to hire your kids. So go ahead and support these small businesses. They're out here, they're struggling up against Walmart and all these places. So go ahead and show them some love. And that's Small Business Friday. I mean, Saturday. And that's tomorrow. And then, of course, we have Cyber Monday. A lot going on this year. So, folks, I'm just going to say this. This is what I'm going to sum up my feelings about this. There's a lot of folks going to put themselves in debt this year, and I'm going to say don't do that. That's the first thing I'm going to say. There are a lot of things you can spend money on that can be that can help your children, can help the community, and I'm going to advise you to take those kind of steps. Make sure your kid has a computer, that they have the tools they need to prepare themselves for this new era that we are in. Everything is technology-based. Maybe you want to pay somebody to take a class. Maybe you want to pay somebody to get maybe social media certification. Maybe pay to have them to take an online class on how to be a web designer. Maybe pay their way on a coding class. There are a lot of ways you can spend money that can actually help people during this time, and you don't have to be out here cutting the fool and fighting over parking spaces and shooting and stampeding people. And it's crazy, but if I'm not saying don't spend money, because we are in a capitalistic society. I'm just saying let's direct some of this money in ways that it can help you, help your,
and
your
help
family,
the community.
And help the community. So it's not a either or. Well, I'm not going to spend money. I'm going to hang on to my money. Well, look, we got to spend, because if you don't buy from me, I can't eat either. I'm saying let's spend that money wisely. Let's spend it in a way that's going to help our community. And that's my take on the subject. We have First Friday coming up on December 2nd. Go to marketingpulpit.com. You can see my ugly face in person at the Marketing Pulpit First Friday on December 2nd. Go ahead, and I'm going to take the price off right now. So go ahead and join while it's free. That's one of my First Friday hellos.
Oh, that's the Black Friday special going on.
First Friday special. I'm taking the price off today, so go ahead and sign up now and come on out on December 2nd, that's next week, and let's start 2017 right. And we give out some great ideas. You're going to meet somebody in that room that's going to change the trajectory of your company. I guarantee that, because it has happened to me for 7 years now. Every time I have one of these First Fridays, there's somebody in the room. They might not buy my service, but they make an introduction. They may become a contractor. They may become an employee. They may become a partner, but it's the way to grow your company. The best way is through building these relationships, and I can't think of any other organization that does it better than the First Friday networking event. We have one coming up on December 2nd. Go to marketingpulpit.com. While you're at it, go to Facebook and like us there, and go to Twitter. And we send out a tweet every Friday before the show, and you'll be informed on what the show is going to be about, who the guest is going to be, and all that good stuff. And we also have that on the homepage.
And plus, Robert, too, the listeners out in the listening audience who have retail-based businesses, this is a great opportunity for them, because it's the last First Friday of the year, and their options on the First Friday where they can, you know, for a small fee, set up a table.
That's
and
right.
Be able to sell their merchandise at that First Friday event. So since a lot of people are looking for gift ideas, it'd be a great opportunity for a lot of small business owners who are trying to get, you know, some exposure to their products and so forth.
Absolutely, especially you authors. You authors, we have a section for authors for an extra couple of bucks. I think like $10 or $15. You can become one of our featured authors, and you can actually pimp your books. I'm sorry, not pimp your books, but offer your books.
As a matter of fact, wonder if we could make an extension of that, because I know I spoke of Avon Dews, who's been one of our followers and supporters, and he wants to be able to come and sell some of his new CDs that's been doing very well.
All he's got to do is sign up as an advertiser, and you can bring your products and sell them right there at the First Friday. Go to marketingpulpit.com. You'll see that button right on the right side on the homepage, and go ahead and register yourself as an attendee, a free attendee, as an advertiser, or as a sponsor. Let's get to our 10 web and social holiday tips. Now, we're into this season right now. If you have a website and if you have a social media presence, you need to, let's put it this way. Here are some basics you should be following this time of year to make sure you're not letting money stay on the table, that you're not leaving fruit on the tree. First thing I want to do is ask you to accept payments online. I don't care what kind of service you have. I don't care. If you have a service and you want to get paid, accept money online. It doesn't have to be a full-blown shopping cart. It could just be a basic little PayPal button or Stripe button or whomever. Let people pay you online. That's my first rule. Second, if you're an author out there, get yourself a website. If you don't have a website and you're not selling your books online, what in the heck are you waiting on? That should have been like in the first thing you should, before that book came off the press, you should have had that website up and running. It's not too late. If you need help with me, if you need help, contact me. I've helped quite a few people, including Neely Futter, Vanessa Ali, quite a whole long list of people. I've actually helped
them get online. And also, they need somebody to help them actually publish their book.
Need somebody to help them
publish. I can handle that. I do full-blown book publishing from design to print.
Okay, so get that book online and get it published. Also, if you have a WordPress website, go ahead and install that WooCommerce, W-O-O Commerce. It's better than WP Commerce. It's a great service. It's a great shopping cart, and you can sell your products almost with the push of a button. If you need help with that, once again, contact me. If you hadn't thought about it, have yourself an online sale. We got Cyber Monday. We got Christmas Eve coming up. We got Winter Wonderland. I don't care what you call it. Even create your own holiday, but have yourself an online sale. Put it in your social media, send it in your email blast, put it on the back of your cars, but announce an online sale and have all your folks come to your website on that particular day or that particular week. Here's another one. Get some nice pictures of your product. I'm tired of seeing these grainy photos of you and your products on these websites. That makes a difference. When you come to me for your web design, this is what happened, William. Somebody come to me and said,
right.
I want a website that looks like that one. They send me to a website. They got the best-looking
photos
in the world.
Right.
And then they hand me something they took with a Polaroid 10 years ago. It doesn't work, folks.
Or a cheap cell phone.
Go ahead and get you some nice pictures on that website, okay? That's one of my...
I can do that for them, Robert. I have photography services.
Let's keep it going now. We got the... video... Get you some video on those websites. Video demonstrations on your website and your social media platform. Video is hot right now. Okay, here we go. Add some risk averters to your website. Now, when you say risk averters, you're saying, what in the heck does that mean? That means when I come to your website, out of all the many websites out here, I want to know that website is safe. So get that SSL certificate if you're selling products online. Get yourself site locked. Put things like guarantee. Make sure you have some contact information so that people know you're not one of these rip-off sites from somewhere overseas that's going to give you a virus. So get something on your website that says this website is safe. Okay, here's another one. Make sure you have a strong call to action. You've got me to the website. I'm here. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to order? Do you want me to contact you? Go to your contact page, send me an email, make sure there's something on there that says what you want me to do. Here's another one.
You need
to be focused. And here's one you might not have thought about. On your social media, on your Facebook, on your Google+, on your Twitter account, that big old cover you have up there at the top, use it as an ad. Use it as a billboard. Don't just put up something up there just to make it look pretty, particularly this time of year. If you're going to have like a one-day sale or you have a new product, launching your new book, put it up in that big cover. So have yourself a nice cover page. All right, folks. Also, and finally, go mobile. Make sure your website is Google-friendly, mobile-friendly, because Google is not going to send you mobile traffic if that website is not Google-friendly. Folks, that's going to wrap up your tips for today. Go to Marketing Pulpit to register for the First Friday and also support our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. They're at 9701 Apollo Drive, and they have a location now in National Harbor. If you have an office need, contact them. Ask for Ms. Bernadette Clay and ask for a free walkthrough. Folks, we'll be back next week. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing. at the right time, and you got to do it right.
Got to do it right.
People. All right, folks, enough talk. Let's get to work.
W-O-L.